are all the key ones, and then all your other developers who maintain all these other packages that also depend on this thing. You need to rebuild yours and get them up there. Then when it's all done, we'll push that all out, and we'll be all good. The goal was to be able to schedule all of those and have the distributed builders build all of these packages. Problem is that the distributed builder may not necessarily have access to the SSL package. So you need some way to, I don't know, create an automated repository. It's called the SSL rebuild repository. That a distributed builder would be able to pull that information from. I feel like I'm just explaining random stuff and everyone's just blandly staring at me. Questions, anything? Yes?
Use Gearman.
Gearman would be an option. And that handles the scheduling part of it. That from deciding when to build something, actually triggering the build, Gearman could handle that. There are a lot of other distributed building type systems that would be able to do that. The problem is the trickiness with maintaining the repositories, and sometimes you'll be trying to build a package for extra, and other times you'll be building a package for testing. So you need somehow to distinguish the series of dependencies that should be installed on a particular distributed building machine that would say whether you're building testing or extra. So you need to have some sort of Pacman conf or makepackage conf that says this is where I'm going to be pulling my dependencies from. If you have the rebuild lists, you might create a temporary repository that the distributed builder can pull patch from. But all of this stuff, it's very complicated. I'm having trouble explaining it because it is so complicated. I never found a way to represent the data, the dependencies, and the repository information, and walk over it well enough to be confident that I could resolve dependencies and figure out which packages needed to be built when, and which packages had to be available for which distributed builders. So the distributed building part, that part's been figured out pretty much now. It's the repository maintenance, management, and the dependency handling that's really.
In other words, DLL hell.
Well, I don't know if I call it DLL hell. It's not that you have a bunch of DLLs on there that are all being referenced wrong and everything else. It comes down to the dependencies of the package. The whole point, you have dependencies, is so that you don't run into DLL hell. You don't sit there going, oh, well, I need this whatever .dll that I have to go find off some random site so that I can run this program. It's trying to work forward so that you don't have that situation. Any questions? Anything? Does anybody care about this?
I used to.
I used to care. I do care about it. Like it would be a great thing to have, but it's really, really hard. I was modeling PacBuild off of the Debian autobuilder. No, yeah, I know you guys are probably
Debian.
No
wonder it's so complicated.
No, it's because of the hard problem. It's called D-Build or something, the Debian one. I looked at it, I'm like, man, that's complicated. I can totally do that easier. Especially because Debian has the whole source, what's it called? The dev packages. And then so you've got like libssl and libssl dev. They actually don't have the way that they represent their data. They don't actually have a way of saying the dev, you need this file, you need this package to be able to build packages against this one. So they have to guess. Their whole like detecting builds and figuring out what to schedule, they say, okay, well this dependency's here, so let's see if there's a dev package that I also have installed to be able to build this thing. It seemed really kind of weird. Any other questions?
How much time did it take you?
What's that?
How much time did it take on PacBuild?
I think we've all sunk way too much.
Yeah, well, okay, when Dan brought that one up, the last commit was 3 years ago. I'd started working on it at least 2 years before that. And it wasn't
just
like...
Here and there.
Yeah, and I had like one system. I actually had it to the point where I could figure out what I needed to build in a particular repository, schedule it to be built in like a core or extra type setup, and then NAMCAD output and a package file. And I was actually using that before the i586 that I had blew up. I was using that to manage the i586 port that probably doesn't exist anymore. Well, it existed back. Somebody got it working, and I installed it on one of my machines, and I said, okay, well, I need to test pack build. I might as well continue maintaining this thing, spinning up packages. And then that machine crashed, and I decided not to set it up anymore.
Do you think there, did you have any support for the multi-architecture stuff? Do you think it would be hard?
I had some preliminary support. It was able to say, yes, this package needs to be built in i686 and 64-bit. The build machines at the time, like this was all the actual protocol. The build machines were said, I'm a 64-bit build machine, or I'm a or an x86 64, or an i686 build machine. Okay. So they were given builds for their particular architecture.
What if you were writing about the any architecture?
Any didn't exist back then.
I know, that's why I'm asking. Would it be?
You can add it easy. Yeah, that's the,
no,
this is.
Then you just pass it to any.
Yeah, you can just pass it to any of the builders. It doesn't really matter. Yeah.
I think the number one reason this was a struggle, and it kind of goes to what you said, you use GearMan. Like, I think we tried to do it all rather than like put pieces together.
Yeah.
The software, a thin wrapper on the CH root that does the building. Make that your client task. Put it in the framework of something that does the distribution and handing out jobs for you without trying to reinvent that wheel.
Yeah.
Like that would probably be the approach if anyone really wants to.
Yeah. One of my goals with pack build, and whether it was misguided or not, I wanted it to be very easy for people to create build workers.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be able to install the pack build package, edit a config file, get a username and password from you or whatever, and then run it, and then from there it's just going to build packages. And I did actually have a handful of workers that were donated by people, just from different machines I had, that would actually build packages, and it was returning them to me. And we actually had a nice little status page that said whether a package was accepted or not, and you could see the build output, you could see the NAMCAD output after it was done.
Mike, if anyone did want to work on it, I don't have any idea how it works, but the distributed testing framework that PyDOT test uses would probably have to use a similar paradigm. And it farms out testing to different machines, like unit testing, you want to test on Windows, you want to test on Linux.
The hardest part is figuring out the order that things need to be tested. From a testing framework, it's get all the libraries on there and then run whatever setup the Py stuff. But when you start worrying about dependencies on top of dependencies, and I can't build this because this thing's not ready yet, that stuff makes it a lot harder.
Did you ever manage to fix circles?
I don't think I even got that far. I didn't get to the point where you could a build would be paused because another dependency of it was scheduled to be built. And it's even harder when it's working in the opposite direction and the dependency is actually being built for testing, but you're trying to build the dependent package in extra. So the layout of our repositories is a hard thing to represent in the whole management of it too. Because something that's being built for extra, if one of its dependencies is being rebuilt in testing, that doesn't matter. But if one of its dependencies is being rebuilt in core, it does matter. Right? You add community testing to that, you add all sorts of other, the way that our repository layout is, it's difficult to represent.
But we wouldn't need unsupported anymore.
That's right, unstable you mean.
Unstable. We can build everything.
Unsupported.
Yeah, I know. But so is community.
Yeah.
Community supported.
Community is supported.
Moved up a little.
Have you considered using something like QMU, KVM?
Before we had the change root building, the distributed build was kind of the funnest part because all you really needed to test it and develop it was a package build, right? You give it a package build and it spits out a package file at the end. And whatever happens in the middle is whatever happens. Originally, I used something called, I believe it was called Virtual Linux. It was a way of booting a Linux kernel inside a Linux kernel. So it was a user space Linux.
User mode.
User mode, that was great, yeah. That project didn't exist anymore, I don't think. Why would it? So I used that, and that was, I had to make an artist system inside of the image. This was a long time ago. And it was reasonably difficult, but I got it working, it's fast enough. And then I tried it with QEMU, and I believe I got it working there. And then we finally started doing the change routes, and that was much, much, much simpler. But that's the basis of how you do change route builds now. There are two scripts in the dev tools, one called
make arch route.
Yeah, and so those two scripts were based on the stuff that I'd done.
More questions?
Anything else? Anybody find this interesting? If someone from here wanted to do it, I would totally be available to talk to you about ideas and tell you that's probably not a good idea. I tried that and it didn't work. And say, okay, maybe that would work. Like I'm willing to help you hash out things. I have no problems with that. But it is a hard problem.